The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a God of patents. Whatever he does is with his patents. And whatever he tells man to do has patents it must follow. There are patterns that govern every area of life. The only time we enter into confusion and frustration as believers is when we forsake the patterns of God and choose other patterns. A pattern is a model for imitation. It is a blueprint to follow to arrive at an expected destination. The world has patterns by which they live. The church of Jesus Christ has patterns of God. So if you want to have a successful marriage according to God, then you must do it according to his patterns. The ways of men are evident, but the patterns of God must be revealed. Life must be lived according to God's patterns.
Now, your word in season.
Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your sweet presence, O Lord Jesus. Thank you for being with us. For if you are for us, who can be against us? We are grateful. Tonight, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness, even in Jesus' name. Amen. We had been looking at the patterns of God, living according to the patterns of God. And last Sunday, I was sharing on the importance of your words. Okay? Have you ever thought of this? What actually are in words that when I speak a set of them, or you speak a set of them, you make yourself smile or laugh, and a set of them to make you moody, you frown, and you may even cry. What is in words? If words have no life, if words have no ability to hurt and to heal and to create, I believe that if we would know the power in the words we speak, we will not play with our words. The Lord Jesus said something that was very, very, very powerful. Everything Jesus said was powerful. John chapter 6, the verse number 63. Jesus said something. Look at it. John 6, 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. Then listen to Jesus. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. What is in words? They are spirit. Then look at what follows. And they are life. So, if the words spoken are spirit and life, according to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, Jesus brought life here, links with words. Where is the death? So, your words are spirit, and they either bring life or death. So, please, can you pick this for me? Please, can you pick this for me? And it be into when some say farmer means who are the other. You see, you see those two sets of words. No wonder he says, if a man offend not in word, that same man is perfect. So how we live our lives and the outcome of our lives is so dependent on our words. You know, it sounds so simple to be true, but that is the reality. I can offend you right now by the set of words I choose to speak. And I can win your admiration. I can win your heart by the set of words that I choose to speak with. That means speaking is not mere sound, but life or death. So I can bring life into my own life, or I can bring death into my own life. I can bring vitality and strength into my own life, and I can bring degradation and erosion into my own life. Oh boy. So I can infuse love into my home. You know, love is a language. Oh yeah. Love is a language. Love is a language. Yeah. And as a man, I've learned to speak the language of love at home. At home. You see, if you say you are a man, build a home and let me see. Stop all this, you're bragging. Have a woman. Stop this, your pulpit styles. Control a home. I tell you, I have only one question for... Anyway. No, I won't push it. I won't push it. I'm not in that situation. I won't push it. Lagada kostehiva kashate dehik. Can you master language? The choice of words so that there's no anger. The choice of words so that there is peace. Look, that is life. So he says, if you do not offend in, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and is able also to bridle the whole body. I don't know how to speak this loud enough. Yeah. 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 Words can bring war. Words can bring peace. When they started the war with words, and later they brought in AK-47 and all forms of ammunition, when they wanted to stop fighting, they said, "We are going for peace talks." Why are they talking the peace? Say, my words are powerful. My words are powerful. Most of the time, we like to shift the responsibility and say, it is this world or this or this. Listen, you can change everything with your words. That's where it begins. Oh, it's not. It is. Are we believers in scripture? The book of Ezekiel. There are so many places you decided not to go there again because of the set of words somebody spoke. Ezekiel 37. Let's look at that beautiful drama in Ezekiel 37. So you can condition yourself and say, let's say you are in a home, husband and wife. You know I like marriage, you know. So I said, if even I'm talking about food, I will find a way and bring marriage inside. The only institution that speaks of Christ and the church. I was talking to two people who are getting ready to marry. So I was using the scripture. Then I asked the lady, can you insult Christ if he's standing in front of me? Yes, Christ and the church. So if you are insulting your husband, that is Christ. Can you insult Jesus? If every woman will see my husband is Jesus, can you insult Jesus? Let's face it. Can you talk in a disrespectful manner to Jesus? When, if Jesus is standing in front of you, that is when all wives changed. Then let's come to the men. Jesus died for the body. He died. This is your attitude towards this woman. Will you die for her? This is your attitude that you are putting up. Will you die for? You see, the thing is, it's simple, though. To me, life is very simple. We make it complicated. We make it complicated. No, to me, it's very simple. Yeah. You are in a home setting. Husband is talking. Husband doesn't know that this set of words would make my wife unhappy. You see, that man is not perfect. That perfect is matured. I'm not insulting you. It's the Bible we are reading. So you see the confusion you are creating in the home. You say, no, it's not me, it's the woman. Listen to me. When someone wants to get mad, where do they start getting mad from? No, don't bring home. When a person wants to get mad, where do they get mad from? From the head. Who is the head of the woman? So the men and the women, who are the maddest? I know nobody wants to accept this. I know I will start a war. By what I'm saying, the men will not agree. Didn't you say you are the head? There's nowhere the Bible says that the woman is the head. So how are you allowing what she is saying to confuse you? Why don't you do something to get her to think straight? And the first thing you do are set of words. Listen, those of us who are married, let's be very frank. In a home setting, what creates the problem are words. Look, I've been married for 50 years. I have a little experience. If we cannot be matured in our words, we won't fight. I'm telling you, we won't fight. Because every problem is solved by words. Also, no, so some of them are solved with money. You see, no. There may not even be money, but the way you will say it, it will feel like you have a lot there. Okay, I need this. I need money. I don't know. Oh, that's wonderful. That thing you need, how much is the price? You don't have a problem. You don't have any. Look. Oh, just give me small time. I'll work things out. Everything will be fine. Okay. Someone says, oh, you don't know my woman. I don't know your woman because I don't know. Can I talk? I don't know your woman because I am a man. And the Bible says we should dwell with them according to knowledge. So if you say, I don't know her, do you know her? Okay. It's like I'm starting wars. I refuse to start wars. Anyway, all I'm saying is that. Wait. Just imagine you know that you are a team. Husband and wife, you are a team. Don't get disturbed. I'm talking about husband and wife. One day you'll be husband and wife too. My dear, we want to accomplish this. Yes, let's. We want to accomplish this. And your words are the same. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. A house divided against itself shall not stand. Most of the time, where the division starts is in our tongue. Value what you say. In Ezekiel 37, we are shown graphically how words. And if you want to shift the blame, oh, it is God's responsibility who will make it happen. God also speaks to you and says, hey, you speak and let it happen. Ezekiel 37. Let's read. I know when I talk like this, the men want to have a meeting with me. It looks like this Pastor Christian, he understands the ladies too much. Yes, I've decided to be a man. It's a decision. I've decided to be a man. And I've decided to be a matured man. And he says, if a man offend not in word, that same man is a perfect man. So what I'm saying is scripture. Yeah. Perfectly scripture. And me, I've decided to leave scripture. My life, I've decided to leave scripture. That Bible is true. That's my life. So please, let's read. Ezekiel 37. Are we there? Let's start from verse 1 so that we'll see how graphic the thing is. So, whatever situation it is, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. So, whatever situation it is, it may be a valley full of bones. Ene? When I say inet, you answer inet. And cause me to pass by them roundabout. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. So I don't know the situation. But this one, the situation was very dry. And now, putting scripture to scripture, linking scripture with scripture, he says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So whatever word you speak is either producing life or death. I'll come back to this. He's speaking to Jeremiah and he says, I've made you a prophet. What is the major instrument of a prophet? His mouth. And what does the mouth speak? Words. And he says, you, this day, you shall tear down. This day, you shall build. So the prophet had to build with what? Verse 3. And he said to me, son of man, God is asking a question. Can these bones live? Son of man, can this thing be built? Son of man, can this thing work? Son of man. The situation is very dry. And God is asking, son of man, shall these bones live? And I answered, oh Lord God, thou knowest. You see, shifting responsibility. It's God who knows, isn't it? Yeah, God knows the bones. Son of man doesn't know the bones. He said, you don't know my situation. You don't know what I'm really going through. Look at it, verse 4. Then he says, again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, bones, you are dry, be very dry again. Most of the time, what do? We turn on the heat. When one is bringing heat, instead of one being fire extinguisher, Adam Bodobon Kosuba, Ledron Tetesita, he also turns on the heat. Do you know fire and fire? They embrace each other and they burn them more. They burn them more. They become a bonfire. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you follow the word of God, but most of the time we think there's something else. You know, there's a popular saying that has created ideologies in men and women. Have you heard this statement? That is not in the Bible. That stupid statement is not in the Bible. Memadie. When you are counting, don't count me as part of, I'm not among that list. Stupid list. And some people to say, a man here. No. My wife is not in that list. No. You see, it's either you live by the ideologies of this world or the ideologies of the word of God. Where are you building your ideologies from? Where are your ideologies from? Mema die. Mema nye sumye nye di tiato. What is all this? Where are these words from? Have you seen why? Because of that ideology and your secret talk, how your man is turning out. You see, listen to me. Life is how you make it. How you make it. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Had God spoken? God had not spoken. Why is the prophet saying, hear the word of the Lord? Because Now, for God to tell him, speak to the bones and say to them. Now, that means God is about to speak. So he says, I'm going to tell you what to speak, right? Where are your vocabulary from? Where do you get your set of words? These things you are saying, where do you get them? You get them from where? No. No. Even Oxford Dictionary has many words. And what I've seen in the dictionary, no dictionary word jumps and enters your mouth. You choose them. You choose them. Yeah. Do you know how difficult it is to speak the do you know the energy required to release words? If you know anything about voice, sound, vibration, and things that causes things to happen, you will know that these words you think are just mere words that are coming out. It's energy, a lot of energy you are exuding. And for that matter, if you know who you are, that makes it more serious. Moses was prophesying. He said, I wish that all of God's people were prophets. He was prophesying. Because a day is going to come where the Spirit of God, who had to come upon the prophets for them to prophesy, will be living in us as his children. And therefore, the major personality we need to prophesy is resident in us. That is why in the New Testament, the life of the child of God is not supposed to be governed by a prophet. Though we may have prophets in the church, prophets don't have to wake up calling you to tell you to move. But then you must be led by the Holy Ghost. What is the leading of the Spirit? What is the lead? That is prophecy in action. You can clap. So I must be able to pick it. The Holy Ghost says I shouldn't use that road, because that road won't help me. There are things there that would harm me. That is the spirit of prophecy. You are waiting for somebody. Hello. Is this Ajua Masa? Ajua, I had a vision, right? You are waiting for that.
Lord is telling me.
Everything shows that this journey you are undertaking would not end well. You are waiting. Can you tell me what to do? Look, a day is coming. You wouldn't have someone to tell you what to. You must pick it. Mother Kempele Kaseta High. I don't sense I should go. I won't go. That's it. I tell you, sometimes those people that you are waiting for to get a prophet to come and tell you, they themselves, they can't see where they are. Anyway, let me continue. You've not seen it before, eh? That they themselves, they've lost their GPS. They've lost it. The New Testament believer must come of age where you are bonded with the Holy Ghost. That when even somebody comes to you with ditto prophecy, you can pick from your spirit and say, all you are saying, I can see the detail, but deep within, I won't go. We have things in the scripture. Old prophet goes to young prophet. God says it, and he couldn't pick. It was deception. He couldn't pick it. He ate, and the same old prophet said, you have disobeyed God, you will die. And the lion catches him and eats him. What was that? In the New Testament, do you know that New Testament prophet can even prophesy to you that you are going, and as you are going to die in that place you say you are going to do missionary work. And you say, I know, God has already told me. This happened to Paul. Agabus the prophet took his belt and bound his hands and arm. And he says that the man that owns this ghetto will be caught by the Jews, and he will be beaten and he will be killed. Paul said, when they heard it, they started crying. He said, stop crying. Jesus has already told me that wherever I go, I'll suffer. So you see, that prophecy didn't hinder him. He knew what Jesus had told him. When you know Jesus for yourself, yeah, you won't eat kenke and fish. And after eating kenke and fish, they will tell you that their face will be Jesus' face. Anyway, people of God, Ezekiel 37. If you know Jesus for yourself, if you know Jesus and you know the Bible, you know the Son of the Living God, it's your personal Savior. And after all that, they will give you powder. The powder is 30 CDs. Father, 10. Son, 10. Holy Ghost, 10. That is why it's 30 CDs. You see? When Christians don't want to grow. And sometimes they interpret multitudes for God. Hey! They interpret multitudes for God. Anyway, let's get to that. We are. Verse 5. Look as well as say, please listen to what Pastor is saying. It will help you, Pa. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Verse 6. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I'll bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And he shall know that I am the Lord. You see, now the whole situation is turning. How is it going to turn? By what he's going to say. My message is very simple tonight. Train yourself to stop the wrong words from proceeding out of you and release only the right words. It's a training that you have to give yourself. It's a discipline you must master. For he says, if we offend not in word, that same man is a matured man. And maturity is not attained in a day. I've learned this over the years. You see, when you want to do something, it doesn't start by you doing. How did God start it? It started with him speaking. The wrong pictures will eventually land you in the wrong words. Okay? The wrong pictures in your mind will eventually what? Land you in the wrong words. You see, if a situation happens, let me use marriage again. Are you enjoying my marriage? I know people get tired of me when I start talking marriage. Look, I prophesy you will not get tired of me. Let's say your spouse puts up a behavior or attitude you don't like. The moment that happens, you are tempted to either speak right or wrong. But the temptation, the strongest side is to speak, to attack because of what they brought. That doesn't solve the problem. That will make the situation, it will make the bone drier, more dried. How do you solve it? That comes. Swallow saliva. Then, look at what happens when you are matured. You don't speak before you think. That is maturity. You think before you speak. Why are all these children at home speaking before thinking? Paul said, when I was a child, I speak like a child. I understood like a child. I thought like a child. When you mature, it's reverse. You think, you understand, you speak. So why is your speaking first? Oh, so he did this. Let me also. Then he said, after you've released it, Why did I? Why is that? You spoke before you started thinking. Look at somebody and say, please, what pastor is saying? Does it make sense? Or does it make sense? Would you make a mistake to insult the president when he's standing in front of you? What makes you think right around the president? What will make you think right around the president? The bodyguards. Do you know we are not aware of who is around us as children of God? So when we release words, it's almost like it doesn't matter. But listen, your world is created by your words. Believe it or not. Don't think it is any different from what I'm saying. This scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:11, is very powerful. When I was a child, I speak as a child. You see, the children, they speak before they think, isn't it? They don't even understand certain things. When they say they want something, they don't even understand what it means to get that thing. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So what is putting away childish things? Now think differently, understand differently, and speak differently. Know that, as it happened in Ezekiel, you know, I would have loved us to read the whole scripture, but I'm giving it to you as an assignment. When Ezekiel spoke as the Lord had commanded him, everything turned around. Know the value of what you carry in your mouth. I tell you, if you don't have something that would bring life to say, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Before you destroy everything. Can I say this? And if you keep quiet too, weeds will grow. So cultivate the land. So definitely you have to speak. So discipline yourself to speak the right stuff. Now let's read Jeremiah 1. So when I meet tough situations, when I meet situations that look like it is not positive, that is when I have to discipline myself and say, hey, I won't speak wrong. I won't speak wrong. Do you know, if somebody hits you and you don't hit back, there's no fight. You've been beaten. Isn't it? Yeah, but it's the state of mind. In the case of husband and wife, you've not been beaten.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think one of the things that is really making a ridicule of Christ in the spirit are Christian marriages.
Yeah.
Mekasa. Hey. Metrobukra. Share. Metrobuk. When you look at your wife in the eyes, if you see a personality who is so worthy of praise, no word can come out of your mouth that makes her feel unworthy and inferior. No. When you look at your man with dignity, this is my man. Ha! This is my king. No! Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, and you see the mutual respect. When you speak, there's please. There's thank you. There's appreciation. There's no sense of entitlement. No. Jeremiah. I'm blessed. Now, when you say you are blessed, you know what you are saying, huh? Yeah, I'll build big things, huh? Yeah, there's life in it. There's life in it. There's life in it. There's life in it. My home is blessed. My home is blessed. There's life in it. There's life in it. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. There's life in it. I will overcome every challenge. Every challenge. Yeah, there's life in it. Now look at this. Jeremiah. Am I helping you? Jeremiah. Now, from verse 5. Before I formed thee in the womb. Verse 5, please. Glory. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Verse 6. Then said I. Listen to Jeremiah. Look at his confession. Look at what he says of himself. Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. This is what he's saying of himself. Look at the next verse. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child. You see, don't say that. Because what you say has an effect. Don't say I'm a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I shall command thee, thou shalt speak. Verse 8, then he says, verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. I have put my words in thy mouth. I have put my words in thy mouth. Everything is working around me. Everything is working. You know, some of you, when we say those things, that one becomes very difficult to say. But saying, that one is easier. Everything is working around me. I will never say Nieman Koye. Nieman Koye pa. But somebody looks at what is happening and it's like it's very dry, like the dry bones. Verse 10. Listen to this. See, I have this day set thee over nations and over the kingdoms to root out. What is he going to use? Caterpillar. His words. And to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Go. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. So you see, before he would be trained to even see, he was trained to speak. Before he would see, he was trained to what? Speak. People of God, may our lives be beautiful, even as we take serious the word of God. Build your life. Take responsibility. Now remember, our sufficiency is of God. We are not sufficient of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. And this is what he shows us in his word. Let's go and build great lives. Look at your life. Look at your future. And speak and create the future that you want to see. Don't destroy your own life with your words and try to push blame on others. I tell you, whatever you have become, you spoke them into being. Remember, he said, they believed and therefore they spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. What you believe is what you must speak. Don't speak what you do not believe. Speak positive about your home. Speak positive about your spouse. Speak positive about your life. Speak positive about your job. Speak positive. Whatever it is, look at it and say it will change for the better. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You want to pray. Spirit divine, let my mouth be touched with fire. Fire, 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 fire. Let my consciousness of how powerful my words are be deepened, that I will not play with my words. That whatever I say, I'll be mindful that I'm either breathing and speaking life or death. That by my words, I shall be justified, and by my words, I shall be condemned. May our lives reflect your glory, because we apply ourselves to this truth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are faced with situations, may we not forget our identities in Christ. That we will declare, I am, I am, I am, I am. For that is who we are. May we never forget our identity in Christ. When we are faced with challenges that wants to force us to speak wrong, may we remember our identity in Christ, that we would speak accordingly and see things work in our favor. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, we win. In the name of Jesus, we win. We win. We win. We win. Nothing can bring us down. For we move forward and upwards. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are the multitude, for we have God with us. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.